This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, the trauma of being fired and the comedy. First, you might say writer Anne Lamott has a devoted following. Devoted because in addition to quirky and opinionated essays on politics and parenting and her keen observations on the art of writing, she also writes about her discovery and exploration of her own religious belief. That's the theme she revisits in her newest book, Plan B, Further Thoughts on Faith. Here is Day-to-Day literary editor Karen Grigsby Bates.
Anne Lamott would have been a churchgoer years ago, but she didn't want to hurt her father. Despite being the child of Presbyterian missionaries, Lamott's father was firmly irreligious. So in deference to him, she was too, although deep down she believed. And she worried about how God would react to that decision.
I grew up afraid, even because I was a secret believer, that that long, bony, white finger would be pointing at me from the heavens and say, God, did you blow it?
It doesn't look as if she's blown it. Plan B is her second book of essays on faith in everyday life. In it, Lamott ponders how faith affects everything from her difficult relationship with her late mother to the death of the beloved family dog. The fact that this left-wing, proto-hippie, former druggy peacenik is the PR for Jesus shows that God has a well-developed sense of humor, and maybe a shrewd marketing sense. For the past decade, Lamott has been an unlikely circuit rider spreading the word of God's love, often to people who think God can't possibly be interested in the likes of them with their real-life messes and flaws. But Anne Lamott is convinced otherwise.
God adores real, and God adores authentic.
In the beginning, Anne Lamott was frighteningly real. She'd lived hard and often carelessly in her 20s and 30s, with predictable results. When she hit bottom, she found herself being seduced by the singing coming from a small, mostly black church across the street from a flea market in suburban San Francisco that she frequented on Sundays.
I was so sick and so struggling. I was kind of at the end of my rope, and there wasn't even enough rope left to tie a knot. And so I went and I sat down, and these people did not hassle me. I mean, I think that's the most important thing in a church. They didn't try to get me to do Bible study or to stay after and have Rice Krispie treats or to try to learn about Jesus and who shot the Holy Ghost. They just welcomed me.
Their undemanding welcome appealed, and like a stray dog coaxed by a waiting saucer of kibble on a friendly front porch, Anne Lamott returned more and more until she gave in to the faith that kept tugging at her.
All I can say is I felt like I was home. I can't imagine there's a white church in America that would have been interested in this drunk, stone bulimic on a bicycle, you know, who couldn't stand up for the hymns. And the joy was palpable, and I thought, I want what they have.
So Lamott became a member of St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Marin City, California. Eventually, she became clean, sober, and a mother. Her faith, and others in her, was crucial in her transformation. But the popular definition of Christian, Anne Lamott says, often misrepresents her faith.
And so now when you say, oh, they're a Christian, you think right-wing Christian, you think Tom DeLay and Hammer of God, you think faith-based initiative where if your family needs help or if you're a drunk or an addict, which I am in recovery, or if you're can't pay for your kids to eat decently, that they're willing to give you help, but you have to do the Bible study too, right?
Then, too, Lamott thinks some Christians use Jesus to condemn people who don't live up to their definition of Christianity. That makes her furious.
I think it would have just made his blood run backwards to hear what we're threatened with in his name, how we're shamed in his name, how it's pointed out nicely in his name that a lot of us, people like me, are going to go to hell and rot for all eternity, which is a very loving, sweet thing to share with someone.
Anne Lamott believes that God offers us unconditional acceptance, although it may take a while for us to understand that. Lamott found sanctuary at St. Andrew's, but says sanctuaries come in all forms.
And when you begin to find a tribe of people who accept you as you are, whoever you love, whatever you look or smell like, and whatever you believe, who just say, oh my God, of course you're welcome here, whoever you are. My experience is that that there's a warm chair with people who are not going to hassle you to death, who may have some really nice food if you're hungry, and who may have some secret kinds of food to offer too.
The spiritual equivalent of kibble on God's front porch. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News, Los Angeles.
You can hear Anne Lamott read from Plan B. Go to our website, npr.org.